It's the 53rd episode of the League Cosplay Podcast, the couch edition. I'm Holly.
And I'm Kevin.
And we're lazy.
Yes, lazy, lazy, lazy today.
Yeah, well, it's just us, and we just got back from working out. We're a little fatigued. So I was like, let's do this couch style.
Sure, why not? Mix it up. Now you get now that you've seen the apartment tour, and you know that we're only 90 degrees away from where we were last week.
Yeah, we're not very far.
No.
So it's not that big of a difference. I just didn't feel like hauling out the table and the chairs and the blah, blah, blah.
So now you get to stare at our fluffy green couch and blank white wall.
Yay! It looks good, though, doesn't it?
It's so cozy.
Uh-huh.
Anyway.
So... just a note, if you are hearing this and it's a fresh podcast, the SakuraCon photo shoot signups are open. We are opening them this following Monday, which to us is tomorrow, but to you could be yesterday. But,
or yeah. Last week, who knows?
Or 5 years ago. That was weird.
I don't know. That wasn't planned.
I forgot. Yeah. Oh, what day is it?
Today is the 23rd. Of January?
4th? Is today the
24th? No, your birthday was the 20th, which was a Wednesday. So, yeah, today is the 24th.
Okay. So, January 25th, Monday, is the day we're releasing the SakuraCon signups. If you want to go, just go to our website. There will be a post there or our Facebook, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Excited.
Okay.
Excited.
I've already been contacted a few times.
We've gotten 3 emails about SakuraCon just like 2 days ago. So,
figured it was time to.
People are ready to go.
Yes.
So. Yeah.
Have we talked about our new short shoot format yet? Or have we just talked about the commercial that
talked
about it?
I was probably going to talk about it next week once everything has been released.
Oh, okay. So be patient, I guess.
Yeah. Wait for the next podcast or go on our website.
Or YouTube to watch the video.
Yeah, because I got to post that too.
You didn't post it? The commercial?
I was posting it for when I was posting the SakuraCon.
Oh,
That
was shock because I thought, because you spent so much time editing it and I thought you uploaded
spent so much time editing this commercial that we're about to release and then I was like pounding it out and then when I was done I was like, why would I release this right now? Like, there's no point.
Oh,
like there's nothing happening, you know what I mean?
I see.
And I even posted like a preview of it on Instagram.
You did.
But I was like, no, there's no
That's why
I'm going to release the SakuraCon things in like 10 days, so I'm just going to wait for that. So I've been waiting for
so
that.
So everything must wait.
Yeah. Okay. But it's coming out, worry about it.
Fair enough.
Toyota in Japan specifically for the Prius, has released like, oh my God, like 100 anime girls characters just for the Prius.
What do you mean?
It's called, they call them the Impossible Girls.
Okay, that's something else's term.
Is it?
The Impossible Girl. That's what Doctor Who calls.
Kim Possible.
That's what the doctor calls,
Clara.
Clara, yeah.
That's a different, like,
different
country,
Impossible
though.
Girl? Okay. We can have more than one Impossible Girl.
So, I watched the commercial for Impossible Girls, and it was confusing. You heard me listen. You listened to it. You were like, what are you watching? And, like, it was like, they showed the new Prius, and then they would, like, show, like, the part of a Prius, and then they'd have an anime character for, like, that specific part of the Prius. So, it'd show, like, the axle of the Prius, and then this anime girl would pop up and be like blah 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 in Japanese, and then she'd kind of be dressed up like an axle a little bit.
Okay.
But I don't, you know,
who are they targeting?
I can't understand what they're saying, so I don't know like what it is. And like everybody's talking about it. And at the end of the commercial, they have this huge picture of like 100 girls. And I'm just like, oh, this is crazy. And each girl has like their own voice. Like they're just like they're being voiced by people.
Huh.
So, and like everybody's on, like Fortune was talking about it.
So are they, so I mean, clearly they're trying to target a younger generation with the,
are they, is the Prius like becoming?
Yeah. I mean, it's come down in price significantly from when it was, you know, when it first came out. They're trying to target young people to drive the Prius. You're gonna, yeah. So, I mean, I think it's a little weird, But I mean, it's in line with what Louis Vuitton did with the Lightning in Final Fantasy. So they're using cartoons and anime, which they feel like
yeah, is but the it's like audience. It's like the steering wheel is an anime girl.
Yeah, why are they impossible? That makes the least sense to me, because clearly this car is possible. They've built it. So why?
I don't know.
Possible.
It's well, how do you feel about it?
I mean, it's like what I said with Lightning. Please rewind and cut in what I said about Lightning.
No.
Because
it's, well, I mean, it's in Japan only. It's not like they're advertising it here.
Right.
It's just news places here are using it.
You didn't warn me about this, so I didn't have time to know about this.
Oh, should I have shown it to you?
I think so, because I kind
of
wanted
to. It's literally, they're just the parts of the car in anime style. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you think it's aimed at younger?
Absolutely. Well, I mean,
so you think you see the Prius commercial with the girls that are a part, like the steering wheel or the body kit.
Well, I mean, what's like, the goal of this? Are we going to make an anime of it? Like
Prius anime?
Yeah.
And then they all connect together and make a Prius?
Exactly. And then their superpower is saving the world with fuel efficiency and non-polluting greenhouse gases.
Yeah, I guess you would see the commercial and think it's cute.
Right.
And then want... Like, I wonder, though, if Prius in Japan is, like, selling them, like, with the car. Like, do you get, like, little figurines?
That
or, like,
interesting.
The car is decorated with them.
You get a pre-packaged sticker that go on the car.
Yeah. Like I understand to, like, get your attention, but then, like, is there some sort of, like, selling point to it? I don't know. The commercial's not that great. It's just that you see the Prius, and then it breaks down all the parts, and then the parts, they show the anime girl, and then the girl goes, yeah! So...
Yeah. I don't get why it's called impossible. I mean, it must be.
You're stuck on that?
Well,
it's probably just a weird translation.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. It's just a weird translation into the U.S. For instance, number two is the hybrid transaxle. Okay, so the manga characters represent the 40 parts that are new for the Prius. Just 40? 40? That's it? Okay.
There's 40 of them,
I guess. That's still a lot of
things to draw. For a commercial.
Number two is the hybrid transaxle. A black-haired girl with gear-shaped miniskirt who totes a transaxle in her hand.
Do you think people will cosplay this?
Her catchphrase is, super efficient.
Okay, yeah, they say this. I can't understand Japanese, but they say that in the commercial.
Oh, do they say in English? Super efficient.
No.
Oh.
They say it in Japanese, but I couldn't.
Rorogi. Oh, maybe. I don't know. Okay.
Would you giggle if someone cosplayed
this? I would.
I would really giggle.
I think you might get a free Prius if you cosplayed it. I'm not speaking in any official capacity of Toyota, but
please don't listen to Kevin.
You might not get one if you do a good enough job. Come on, think about it. Like,
you know what though? I bet Toyota would just hire people
to make official ones.
Yeah,
I kind of like it because it's kind of cool. I don't, you know, there's not a much mechanical crossover into like the chibi Lolita style. Right? There's like Lolita's Lolita. There's not much.
But this turns it into like mechanical Lolita.
I kind of like this. I'm not going to lie.
What is the gear shift?
The transaxle, yes.
The transaxle. So if you want to look up, it's the transaxle of the Prius Impossible Girls.
Number two Prius Impossible Girl
She's
character.
Number two.
Is the hybrid transaxle, courtesy of Toyota. Number 13 represents the back of the vehicle. Her catchphrase is, I'm proud of my new back. Please enjoy the view.
No way.
Toyota has produced
That's
a number
of
cushions,
of
cans, tapestries, and trading cards for the campaign.
Oh, there you go. Trading cards.
A song and game will be released soon.
Okay.
They're
okay.
Really pushing this.
So they're releasing some marketing bojangles with this.
Bojangles, again with your words. All right. Well, it's clearly targeted for young people because, I mean, no parent is going to be like, oh, I want the the manga trading card thing. And
please enjoy the view.
Yes.
Okay.
I'm proud of my back. Please enjoy the view.
If you
That's a little dirty, actually.
That's the point.
They're targeting young people.
If you haven't seen those, go check them out. They're pretty cute.
I'm going to be making her outfit
all right.
for myself.
Oh, okay. Look out for that, Kevin's cosplay. What do you have for me this week?
Well, I mean, we were going to talk about some stuff, right?
Oh, yeah.
I saw the Superwoman. No, what am I thinking of?
Wonder Woman.
Wonder Woman. Thank you.
Woo.
Watch the Wonder Woman preview.
Yeah, it was a weird preview, though. It was. It said it was a preview, but really it was just like
mini clips. It was like commentary with mini clips, yes. Yeah.
And then I was going, this isn't a preview because I'm not hearing her speak in her
French accent. Her actor voice.
And I'm not hearing her speak. Yeah, in the movie. It's just like her like looking around and then riding on a horse and then being in like the 1800s.
Yeah. So I don't know Wonder Woman well. Is she immortal or she just aged slowly?
Where's her invisible plane?
That's why I was confused. Because, yeah, she was riding around on horses and was like World War One stuff.
I think it was older than that.
I think so.
A World War One. It might be World War One. I don't know enough about it. I bet we could probably look up what the premise of this movie is going to be.
Yeah.
But just from those clips, I was like, what? Huh?
I'm okay with her being Wonder Woman.
Oh, I didn't really care.
Oh.
I think that's what Rebecca and I talked about. We were like, because people were upset that it was her.
Not bad. She's tall enough.
I think she's supposed to be in the Superman versus Batman
movie. Oh, same girl?
Yeah.
That would make sense.
Her, yeah. So
I still don't understand the premise of the Superman versus Batman.
I don't either.
I mean, you've got a fucking alien that can has bulletproof skin.
Just work together, boys.
Yeah, you should probably look into that.
Yeah, we were talking about that on the way home from the gym. We were like,
Ben Affleck. Not sold on it. Technology versus alien strength.
I don't think anyone's sold on like any superhero until they actually see the movie.
Yeah, well,
like whenever we get the previews or like the promo pictures, everybody's always like, and then when they see the movie, they're like, oh my god.
Well, I mean, I'm excited for Suicide Squad now that I saw the preview. I was not before.
I didn't like that preview.
Really? I liked
it
a lot.
And I'm definitely in the minority in that because a lot of people liked that preview.
Why didn't you like it?
I didn't like. So there was the Queen song.
Right.
I didn't like that. And then they were like choreographing the whole preview to the song. You know, like all the
action.
Like the stuff. Sounds like were like to the beat of the song and stuff. And I was just like, oh.
So
I think they were making it look more lighthearted than it might actually be. Question
I don't know about lighthearted.
I don't know. It didn't.
The only lighthearted part to me was like how crazy Harley Quinn was.
Yeah, I felt like it didn't. Well, first of all, they never show us the Joker really. He's always in it for like 2 seconds.
Yeah,
and then
but maybe he's they're saving like giving you little sweet morsels here and there, and then like,
some of it was just a little cheesy, and I couldn't tell if that was because of the music.
Huh.
Or if it was because of the combo or the way they edited the preview. It didn't like deter me from it. I didn't go, oh, this is going to suck. It just, I didn't enjoy the preview. I was like, this doesn't make me excited for this.
Hmm.
And I already was interested. So this kind of just like flatlined it.
Interesting.
Yeah. And I'm definitely, I went on Reddit and people were like, oh my God, so amazing.
I don't know. Okay.
I'm
so
I'm in the minority here.
So I think maybe you don't like the preview necessarily
that's
and
what
not
I'm saying.
Just the movie.
That's okay, what I'm saying. I didn't. Okay. The preview is supposed to get you excited about going to the movie, and I felt like it did the opposite of that.
Huh.
Yeah. It showed
Will Smith.
Well, it showed everybody. It showed characters that weren't really featured in the other preview because before it was more focused on like Harley Quinn and the Joker.
Yeah, this seems. I mean, well, this one was really focused on Harley Quinn too.
She's probably in it a lot.
Right. Right.
But you saw everybody, so I liked that sense of it. But yeah, it doesn't matter really.
I'm not excited about it. Interesting.
Yeah. So Fanime.
I'm not done yet.
Oh, sorry. Continue.
So I saw Force Awakens last night at IMAX.
Uh-huh.
And before that, they had the Deadpool trailer.
Right.
Have you seen the Deadpool trailer?
No.
It's not that great. No. I don't know. Ryan Reynolds is overly cheesy in it, I think. I mean, this is the other thing. We were talking about this before.
Yeah, isn't it supposed to be cheesy, though?
Yeah, but it was like...
Or like a little goofy.
Right. So, I mean, Ryan Reynolds always plays like a little too goofy or whatever. He doesn't play it serious, right? Like Green Lantern. He did a terrible job at that.
Well, and then it was always, to interrupt you, Ben Affleck did Daredevil, right? Is that the movie he was in?
I think so.
Yeah, and now he's doing Batman. I don't know. There's a lot of, like, a lot of... I mean, Deadpool and Green Lantern are completely different. Yeah. It's not even the same, like, scope. But it's funny that these people...
These guys that look identical are doing...
they have one role, and then they switch to a different character. It's pretty funny.
Yeah, like, I get Deadpool is supposed to be the meta kind of funny about, you know... Just a different perspective on comics and stuff, or like the superhero. But it was just, I don't know. I was not excited to see it now after I watched the preview. It seemed too cheesy.
Did people in the theater laugh at it?
A little bit, I guess. I mean, he says like a couple funny, quippy things, but I don't know. I think I'll have to see the whole thing. If I go to the movie and I watch the whole thing, it might be better than what I saw.
Mm.
Just because I feel... Cause, yeah, wasn't that funny?
Deadpool's pretty big in the con scene.
It is.
We see him.
Right, and if you know why, I'm pointing at the camera now.
Oh,
you people, if you know why he's funny, and always on the front page of Reddit and stuff like that, please tell us.
It might just be because it's meta and it's breaking the
fourth wall. But and... I don't get it. It's not that funny. Like, okay, yeah, you broke the fourth wall. Hoo hoo, ha ha.
Did he break the fourth wall in the preview?
No.
Oh.
No.
Did the preview have like a story? Or
yeah,
was it just goofy
it
the whole
explained
time?
The whole premise of the movie.
Of the movie. Oh, okay.
Of why he came to be
Deadpool.
Yeah.
So it's like the beginning story. Like,
right.
Like Batman Begins.
Exactly.
Gotcha.
Exactly. The only thing that I remember, well, there's two things I remember, is he's getting shot and he's like, "Do you guys know why my suit is red? It's so you can't see the blood when I'm shot." Okay, fine. And then he gets shot and he's like looking through the bullet hole in his hand at the guy behind like that shot him. And like, okay, whatever.
Oh.
And then he was drawing a shitty comic with crayons. I don't know. I'm not sold on it.
Mm. We don't know much about it though.
Yeah,
it's like...
not in our wheelhouse. So if you know more about Deadpool, please fill us in.
Yeah.
I'm sure we could win Wikipedia, but your TLDRs are probably better than that.
Yeah, Wikipediaing something sometimes is a commitment.
It is.
Especially in comic book land.
Yeah.
It's a super commitment.
Or like full of too many spoilers.
That too. Like when I looked up Spider-Man once, I just got sucked into a vortex of canon, non-canon, deaths, revivals. I was just like, I can't keep track of this. And I'm in the freaking Wikipedia.
Yep.
So, just a side note, I don't know how people work out in the morning and then go to work all day.
It's supposed to give you energy, right?
I'm exhausted. I just want to, lay down and
take a nap.
Sleep. Yeah. Maybe I need, a coffee. Maybe people, work out, drink something caffeinated, and then go to work.
Maybe. And then, so... on anyway looping back you want to talk about Jessica Jones
mid-roll.
Holly's so excited right now about my announcer voice here. So this week's podcast is made possible by amazon.com. go to elitecosplay.com/amazon to visit our affiliate link. Any purchase that you make using our affiliate link gives us a small kickback, and those kickbacks help us make more videos, produce more content for you guys. So please visit elitecosplay.com/amazon. I do look at Holly a lot for some reason when I make these roles, so it's like I'm proposing this to her, just like, hello Holly, please go to elitecosplay.com/amazon. And yeah, if you bookmark it, every time you click that bookmark, it'll automatically use our affiliate link, and any little purchase you make just gives us small kickback, so it doesn't add any cost to you. Just
for those who don't watch the podcast, whenever Kevin does these, he looks at me, looks at the camera, looks at me, looks at the camera, looks at me, looks at the camera.
I do that,
and it's only mostly when you're doing that, when we're doing the podcast, like when we're talking, you're more steady, like looking at the camera or yeah, looking I don't know. Somewhere
it's,
else.
It's
or,
like an action just to yeah. look at you and it retrieves the memory of this these lines
and
that
I
have
and I never,
beat into my head.
And I never look back at you.
I know.
I'm never looking at you. I'm always That's looking away, but I can see you do it from the corner of my eye. Anyway. Hashtag abuse given.
Yes. Anyway, and you can also...
go to our shop at elitecosplay.com/shop where you can pick up some t-shirts.
Yes, we have two t-shirts right now. Well, Ooh. two designs, four t-shirts.
Right.
Eat, sleep, sew, repeat, and...
Cosplay. Very intricate design. You
Very
should check
intricate.
Out the close-up of
yes,
it.
Yes, yes. They look really nice. I like them a lot.
All right. Yeah, Kevin and I started Jessica Jones. We're not done.
Almost
it's a commitment.
It is.
The episodes are long and draining.
Draining? I don't know about draining.
Well, it's like we talked about, like it should probably be about 10 minutes shorter.
Yeah. I think
because
yeah.
we it's really good and we like it, but it slightly drags a little bit.
There's a couple scenes that you can always tell in each episode where they could have cut it, but they didn't because it needed to be an hour.
Yeah.
So, but I wouldn't like it so far.
But with like Netflix, can't you just like be like,
you could.
The show is 39 minutes. That's what it is.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I guess you
so,
could.
So it's interesting to me that some episodes feel draggy because it's not like they need to, you know what I mean? Like with cable where you have commercials, you have to like fit it in this certain time.
I wonder maybe if that would have like in the future Netflix like licenses it out for TV.
No,
you don't think so? You don't think they would ever would?
No.
That's the whole bojangle.
As I yawn. Are Netflix shows always available on Netflix?
Yes.
They never take them
down.
They never
take them down.
Because
they own it. Yep.
So they don't need to take them down.
Yep.
So the more shows Netflix makes, the more content we have to watch.
Yes. That's the point.
Okay.
And they're
trying to... That was a pretty obvious statement by me, but I'm tired.
They're trying to also get, like, global content licenses, because, like, right now...
Right, the different countries have different... Yeah. Yes.
Yes.
And that's why people make the VPNs, but Netflix yes. is blocking that now, so...
Well, they're trying to... They're enforcing it.
Quotes.
Yeah, they have only blocked the big providers. You can probably still find it.
So, Fanime.
Yes, sorry. Fanime. Bringing that back.
By the way, whenever half the time when I type Fanime in my phone, it changes it to famine. So
fair enough, close
that's
enough.
A thing.
It's only what one letter off.
Yeah, it's just switched. Fanime is changing the way they're booking. They call it housing, but like
the hotels,
hotel blocks.
Okay.
So for those of you we've talked about it like five times on this podcast, and for those of you who experience it, Fanime is freaking crazy when the hotel blocks open because a couple reasons. San Jose is kind of a booming town. There's a lot of people in it, but there's not a lot of hotels, which they're changing. They've been adding more. So Fanime like gets pretty much almost every hotel in San Jose to be on their housing block. And then when they open it, it just immediately sells out everywhere. Like every single one, even the ones by the airport, which isn't even that close to the con. It's like a, what, like 15-minute light rail ride?
Yeah. Yeah.
About to the con, which isn't ridiculous, but it's annoying.
They have shuttles, though.
They have shuttles. How is our shuttle experience?
Corinthian Transportation.
Was it Corinthian?
Oh, it was.
Because I thought Corinthian was at Anime Expo.
No. It was definitely because we use the same company for when we do work events.
Oh, and they're in your works in San Jose. Okay.
Yes.
So that's always been a problem, even though they're building more and more hotels, so it might be better now. But it's an issue, and people cry, and it's difficult. So Fanime now is changing it to you get the hotel block released to you based on when you purchased your registration ticket.
Okay.
So if you purchased it at the con, you're like first in line.
Makes sense.
I think if there's like a premiere, there's someone that gets like first.
Well,
like premiere people.
Then yeah, that would make sense.
Oh no, that's Anime Expo.
That's Anime Expo.
Never mind.
Yeah.
Sorry. There's a lot of news happening, I think. So yeah, whatever order you purchased your ticket in is the order that you will have the hotel block released to you.
Okay.
So if you They said they were going to do it like in February, they think. So if you bought a ticket like the day before the hotel block released, you're like last in line.
Makes sense.
Yeah. What do you think about that? Because some people don't buy the ticket until they get the room.
To me, what they're doing is making sure that they know how many hotel blocks that they need, right? By giving priority to the people that purchased early, pre-purchased.
They're also making it you can only purchase one room. You can't.
Oh.
You can't.
Well, that works too. That makes sense too.
You can't reserve like multiple rooms on your registration.
I think that's fair as well. Yeah.
I wonder if they were having a problem with that.
Yeah, I can imagine like one person like taking 10 rooms and then just being like, okay, everybody, and then reselling. Because there could be like this weird resell market, I think, that might exist where it's like,
that'd be really weird and difficult because it's under your name.
Yeah, I guess. But I don't know.
It might be to prevent people from like first saving it for their friends.
Right. Right.
Maybe.
Right. I can see that. And I think that's fair. Now, but the other problem comes, like, if it's one reservation per ticket, then that doesn't really affect much, right?
Right, because if you're going to, like, room with, like, a friend, you just have them, like, grab the hotel room, exactly. Like, you probably would anyways.
Right. So, I'm having a hard time picturing this situation where
it's bad?
Where that was a bad decision to have. I mean, yeah, exactly. The other scenario, or what happened that caused this to force, like, one reservation per ticket or whatever.
Yeah, it's probably just people hogging. They probably want it to be like everybody gets a chance instead of a group of people, you know, taking up a bunch, maybe.
Yeah,
I don't know. Yeah, it's got to be that, right? Like people were like hogging.
Yeah, that's the only thing I can imagine.
Yeah,
I mean, what is he here?
I mean the
main events are what, in Hilton, right?
It's in the convention center. Yeah, oh, but the other rooms are in the Hilton. Yeah.
Yeah, it's connected.
Yeah.
Then you have the Fairmont.
Oh, there's like two hotels connected to it. There's like the other one on the other side too.
Yeah.
That's a crazy convention
center. It is.
Yeah. So those hotels are obviously the first to sell out because they are literally connected to the convention center. But there's ones. I mean, the Fairmont has events too.
They do. So it's not too far away.
It's like across the street.
Yeah.
So those are the first.
There's also the
sell out. I don't think the Four Points is ever on their list. I think you buy it.
Where's the Four Points at?
Right next to the Fairmont on that corner. This is a bad conversation.
Oh,
for
yeah,
podcasts.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. I got it. I see. I'm picturing it now. Sorry. We're just, it's our favorite con, I think.
It's one of and we're not going and I'm pretty pissed. So I keep thinking about it and then getting mad and then trying not to think about it.
How bad of a friend would you be if you didn't go to a wedding?
Just that's the question, okay? I'm going to ask the podcasters. If you have a medium friend that invited you to a wedding, saying no, like declining to go to that wedding for like not really that great of a reason, that pretty much ends the friendship.
It's a good reason to go. Fanime is like the thing that we look forward to every year.
Yeah.
But
to me, that's pretty much saying, like, we're not friends anymore.
Not going to a wedding because they put it on a holiday weekend is not your fault. We already, already knew we were going to Fanime, and then this
interrupted.
I think it
would make them very mad.
I don't know.
To me, that's like...
I have no friends, so this doesn't even make sense to me. This conversation,
I don't even have that many friends. To me, it's like... to me, it's like, oh, you can't even, like, take the time or not do something once to just go to my damn wedding, you know? And then if we ever got married, it would be like, don't even bother inviting them because, like, why would they come to ours and we wouldn't go to theirs, you know? It's a long line of we're probably not friends anymore.
That's what you think. Chat, if you can tell us if that would... How would you feel about that? That would be useful.
Not too close of friends. We were best friends in high school. But it's adulthood and she has a child now and this lives far away. So, but to me, that's pretty much being like, like, okay, I'm sorry. I'm keep going this. I'm going to say one last statement. If she got a no in the mail from us, I think it would be a huge shocker.
You think so?
I think we're like the shoe-in guaranteed to go in her brain. So
interesting.
I think to us, it's like, we're like, but to her, you know what I mean? It'd be like, oh my God, what? So.
Interesting. Well.
But it's the same weekend as Fanime, and we're pretty distraught.
Yes.
We're having a moral dilemma.
A moral dilemma, I guess you could call it that.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Anyways.
Fanime, hotel blocks.
Yeah. We're on the same page on that. I think it's an okay idea.
Yeah.
I guess just the only people who wouldn't like it are the people that maybe, like I said, buy the hotel and then buy the ticket.
Yeah, but I...
Because then if you get the hotel, it's like, we're guaranteed to go. If you buy the ticket, then you're like, oh, we're going to try to get a hotel, but you don't, then you're like, what am I going
to
do?
Well, then you can go see our video about how to travel cheaper and figure out alternatives,
yes,
too.
That's a video we made. So if you can't get a hotel ticket, hotel room, go check out our video.
Yes.
It's good.
What is it called?
How to travel cheaper.
How we travel cheaper.
Also, so Akon.
Yes.
That we want to go to.
Is it already sold out?
No. Well, okay. I went to their hotel block because they only have one.
Okay.
It's just the one hotel.
Okay.
I thought it was going to be sold out because on their Facebook, they're like, oh, the hotel block's been around for a long time. It might be sold out. And I was like, oh, shit. And it said the room was $209 a night. And I was like, it's not like.
What kind of hotel is it? Is it a nice hotel?
It better be a fucking nice hotel.
Yeah, for $200 a night.
It's not, 200 isn't like unheard of at all. Wasn't like shocking, but I was like, for a hotel block, that's more on the expensive side.
That's what we pay for LA and Expo, about $200 a night. That's actually what we paid for Fanime. No, that's what we paid for Expo last year.
Really?
Yeah, 200 something a night. It was like 800.
Where did we stay?
We stayed at the Marriott across the street.
Oh, we paid $175 a night.
Yeah, but okay,
fine. I know. I'm just saying. Sorry. I was trying to think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's not like it was ridiculous, but typically, except for LA, most hotel blocks are like, ooh, deal. Like, this is a deal that I wouldn't be able to get, like, anywhere else. And for that hotel, that is a deal. but there was one across the street that was fine, and it was, like, $80 cheaper, and I was like, I mean, is 80 bucks worth like walking 4 minutes across the street? Yeah. Yes. So sometimes the hotel block's not even that great.
Right. Unless, of course, the street is like an LA street.
Oh, God. LA.
Across the street and half
LA,
hour
what
later.
What is wrong with you? the problem with LA is like we'll look at a map and we're like, oh, that restaurant or that location is only 4 blocks away. Easy. Because in Seattle, 4 blocks is like, I can see 4 blocks, you know?
Yes.
So we're like, oh, let's just walk. No big deal. And then we remember we're in fucking LA, and a city block in LA is like a mile.
Yes. It's huge.
God. I wonder if New York can't be like that. Is New York like that?
You were there.
I don't remember. It's been a long time since I've been to
New York. New York blocks are pretty small.
Yeah. But, yeah. So I was, for Akon, I was like, eh. I'm probably just going to not stay at that one.
Yeah.
It said it was a 4-minute walk, which to us is not that big of a deal. Yeah. So we're coming to you, Dallas.
Yes.
Never been to Dallas.
Not Austin, even though the A in Akon.
I know, Kevin keeps thinking that Akon is in Austin because it's called Akon.
Yes.
So every time I bring up Dallas, every once in a while I'll be like, oh, blah, 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 Dallas. And he's like, why are we going to Dallas? What's Dallas? And I have to keep reminding him. That Akon is in Dallas.
Yes. I suggested a new con in Austin called Double Akon.
Double Akon. Right.
Yes.
To one-up Akon.
Well, and it's the Austin Anime Convention.
Oh.
Double Akon.
Double Akon. It sounds like it's like makes a word, but it doesn't.
I know.
Double Akon. Double Akon. I don't know. It's almost like a word.
Akon and Young Jeezy.
Oh, God. I wonder. Austin.
Austin, do you have a convention?
Make a bigger convention so we can go to it.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, I'm done.
That's all I got, too.
That's all I got. All you had was Deadpool?
Yeah.
That was what you had for me?
I had something else, but I forgot what
it was. Rate Star Wars out of 10. Go.
7.
The C?
Yeah.
Hmm.
It's not bad.
Good, but not good. Bad.
It was, I mean, graphics, like visually, I would say.
And he came home, I was almost asleep.
10 out of 10.
He goes, everybody's going to cosplay Rey. And I said, they already are.
Yes. Anyway, yeah, it looks beautiful, but the story had a couple holes in it. And I feel like they could have broke it out into two movies.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm sure it wouldn't have stretched. It was like two packed.
All right, so it was 2 hours, 15 minutes, which is already on the long end.
Yeah.
And there was one series of events that pissed me off so much. It was just way too compressed for what happened.
Oh,
it was
explain that too.
Yeah,
don't
yeah.
talk about it because yeah, spoilers overly, about yeah, probably,
overly but. Convenient. Everything falls into place situation, which
gotcha.
I think if they split it into two movies, spent a little more time filling in the little blanks there, everything would have made more sense, and I would have been happier with it. But I get it.
They had too much that they wanted to put in.
Yeah, and I imagine the original script probably had a better explanation
and
of
then
it.
They were and like, then, this movie's fucking long.
Right, they're like, okay, we have 4 hours. We need to cut out two hours out of this.
Right. All right, well, seven out of 10. You heard it first from Kevin.
Yes.
Even though the movie's been out for like a month.
Yes. Sorry it took me so long. But I had to see it in IMAX for the first.
You saw it for free, too.
Well, right? Not for free. Kyle bought the tickets and he just needed someone to take the tickets.
Oh. So he was like, I don't want to.
Okay. Right. He said it would have been a wasted money if gotcha. No one had gone.
All right.
All right.
Thanks for joining us on the Couch Podcast.
Yes.
We'll see you guys next week. Don't forget, if you are going to SakuraCon, we have the photo shoots opened up at our website, EliteCosplay.com. Don't forget to go to EliteCosplay.com/Amazon. If you're shopping on Amazon, we get a little kickback from that and it helps us. And you can also go to EliteCosplay.com/shop to check out our t-shirts. I said EliteCosplay.com a lot.
Yes.
All right. Love you.
Goodbye.
Bye.